Time for our local hero spotlight. Phil Corman is away. We've got Asia Lippincott, who is the local hero coordinator.
Program associate.
And Chris Menegone from Great Falls Harvest in my adopted hometown of Turner's Falls. Great food at Great Falls Harvest, and shameless plug and disclosure saying you've been really helpful in regards to some of the stuff we've been doing at the Shea, donating your space for us to do fundraisers, catering some of the events that we have had there. So first of all, thank you for that. But Asia, you were saying CESA's focus in the month of August is the coordination between our local farmers and growers and restaurants like Great Falls Harvest, right?
Yeah. Last year, local restaurants spent over $2 million on local food and farm products. August being the height of the season, we are trying to bring attention and awareness to restaurants and the role that they play in supporting the local food economy.
And Chris, you're the chef and co-owner of Great Falls Harvest, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming like the sky is the limit right now for kind of things you could do with the local food. So what's some stuff that you've been making at Great Falls Harvest that's been exciting you?
I've been using the term primavera, but
that means spring, doesn't it?
Yeah. it's just a blend of many things, and it changes as the weeks go on. Things are coming into harvestability, specifically from our backyard right up on K Street. The tomatoes and the tomatillos and the arugula is on its second round, and the mustard greens are on their second round.
Is that you guys growing it, or is it
yep.
the community garden that's over there, I know?
Well, it's the K Street community uh-huh. garden. We've got a bunch of people involved. It's mostly vegetables being grown. Lots of kale. That was the initial thing we did about 4 years ago, was trying to grow kale. Now we supply ourselves with kale all the way through to January.
And you walk it literally down the street from the community garden to the restaurant?
On my bike, yeah. I'll throw the bags over the handlebars and I'll just coast down the hill.
And then it's on the menu at Great Falls?
It's on the menu.
What are some other interesting things you've done maybe with some of the local farms in the area that you've been excited about?
Up in Gill Farm specifically, we get a lot of cheese from them. They've really upped in their cheese production, and they
yeah.
have a nice variety of cheeses. You know, other things we get, our proteins, we get chicken from Roboriah Farm over in Deerfield, and we also get our pork from Wendell, Fallen Oak Farm.
So, Chris, what did you bring for me here from Great Falls Harvest?
That's a sample from our brunch menu, which is a frittata. I call it the five-egg frittata, but this has out of the garden kohlrabi and some zucchini, some carrot greens, green peppers and tomatoes, and Uppenzeller cheese from Uppengill, which is a Swiss-style tome. Then on the other side, we have an arugula salad just snipped this morning, some pickled onions and Thomas Dairy goat cheese from Sunderland. And then the other is a 3 or 4 bean salad, which has some green beans and wax beans and some Maple Brook fresh mozzarella.
Monty's mouth is full right now.
I can't even talk.
He's teasing me with
yeah.
With
you want to have some? There's an extra fork.
Yeah.
Chris, as you're a pretty new restaurant.
3 years.
Three years, yeah. It's still new to me because I'm getting very old very quickly, it feels like. What drives the connection with the local farms? Is it because of an ethos, or is it because of a palate?
What we really need is a local economy that thrives on local people involved in local action, whether it's food-based or it's a manufacturing, but looking at doing things the right way and not being destructive and utilizing things that somebody says is okay to use Roundup. It's not. I don't care who says it is. It's not. It's wrong.
I think Monsanto says it is, but
yeah,
they have the right to be very, very wrong.
That's the main thing, is that the system isn't there to protect you from that. You have to be conscious yourself. It's wonderful to be in a place here and have things in place like CESA that help to create those bridges and make those relationships between restaurants, farmers, producers, and people that have, to me, forward-thinking, positive mindset.
One of the other things we're trying to express to people is that there are a lot of ways for people to support farms, whether you have a CSA share or you're shopping at the local farmers market every week, but you also can simply go out to eat, understanding where you're putting your money and making sure that you're supporting restaurants that are making local purchases.
And I'm assuming because people are out of town in August, that like August isn't necessarily the most dynamic month for people that come out to support restaurants.
Yeah, but it's
right?
Like there's everything is available to eat. So
yeah, which is the grand irony of
yeah.
the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you could be having the most delicious locally sourced meals of the whole year in some ways, if only we would staycate. And
it's too hot to cook anyway, so you should go out to eat.
Yeah.
I really would like Chris to talk about the new project that they have going on at the restaurant.
It's going to be a new market. It's been in the works for a couple of years, actually. Soon after we opened the restaurant this spaces adjacent to it. We're looking at continuing the process of working with local farmers and producers and also taking it to the next level of food and also health through herbalist and apothecary foundation, as opposed to pharmaceuticals, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And education within that.
When do we hope that this market that'll be tied into Great Falls Harvest will be open?
I'm really hoping we can get it open before the fall.
And it would be right there on Avenue A, right?
Right on Avenue A, yep.
Chris Menagioni, who is the co-owner and chef at Great Falls Harvest, and Asia Lippincott, who is one of the local hero partners, associates,
whatever you want to call it, program associate
at CESA, the local hero folks, a month to focus on our local hero restaurants that are doing the right thing and sourcing things locally. And all, by the way, it makes it that much more delicious. So check out a list of participating local hero restaurants at buylocalfood.org.